Good morning, everyone. We're so excited to gather together on Monday morning.
Yeah, wow, the middle of May. I hope all of you guys had a wonderful Mother's Day yesterday. We did. We had a nice hike. And you guys are the early birds. We've got Bill and Marilyn and Patricia. And hopefully a bunch of our team will join us soon. But so some of the things I was thinking it would be great to talk about, I just lost my notes. How could they go?
Oh, they came over here.
Oh, they're on your side of the table. That's what happened. So some of the things were, we discussed on Saturday, like Ben Woodward's call that he had on last Tuesday about kind of some of those important things for us to do, those consistent little things, those habits to get into, like carrying our name list with us and adding names to it and calling people up, you know, using those little minutes during the day when you might be at the doctor's office waiting for an appointment, or you might be, someplace waiting for somebody and got a little extra time.
Maybe an airport.
Yeah, an airport. And make a call and set an appointment or follow up with somebody. But I thought that was an excellent call. So we could discuss that some more because I think that's so important. Another thing I'd love to be talking about and all of us masterminding about is San Antonio and having more people in San Antonio. And ideas to do that. I know, you know, Rick has that contest that the person that sponsors the most people between May 1st and San Antonio, he's going to give $1,000 to. So that's a pretty exciting incentive. Plus, of course, we have all of our regular incentives like Team Kaizen, going to Japan, and you know, our entrepreneur clubs where you can get extra cash. And,
Paragon Award.
Paragon, wow, that's $1,000. So anyway, we've got all of our awesome incentives to help us, encourage us, reward us for doing the things that we need to do anyway to build our business. But I'm thinking, you know, if we start now thinking about ways to encourage people on our team to, and the new people that we meet, to be in San Antonio, that there can be a whole lot of us there. I'm thinking set our goals for at least, 50 for our team?
50 to 100, yeah.
Yeah, big goal, 100. I think we could for sure do 50. But, you know, let's start thinking of ideas maybe of having smaller contests for our personal team, you know, your smaller team. And Jack and I are going to think of ideas. I thought of some, but I haven't talked to you about them yet, Jack. For our team. But, yeah, it just makes it more fun having these little contests. And then also things that we can be talking about is what we talked about on Saturday, the follow-up, the art of follow-up and nurturing our customers. And I added to this call, I added the follow-up tracking sheet, the prospect tracking sheet that Brody Craney had put together. I have one, but I think it's in my computer that's not turning on at the moment. I got to start learning how to keep all my stuff in the cloud instead of my computers. But just, you know, just these tips we can share with each other, you know, how are we following up? How are we, you know, how are we helping to bring people through this information, getting them educated? So those are some of the things we could talk about today. And I see we have lots more people on the call. So, yay, good morning, team. Woohoo! So, Jack, back to you. Let's go ahead. As you do your wins for the week, you can add any of your thoughts on these other subjects, like, you know, following up, going to San Antonio, just our daily method of operation and how we stay on track on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, Bill Cottle, we'll start with you.
Yay, Bill!
Woo-hoo. Oh, well, thank you. I feel honored. Well, let's see, follow up. I appreciated the prospect worksheet because I printed that off and started looking about, you know, I've got 7 new people that I met Thursday night that came to Energy Night, so I thought, oh, that's a good place to put them. I've got them already in my database. And I've already gotten their phone numbers and their emails that they wrote down. I'm learning an interesting thing. When people come to a meeting, they're not sure why they're there or what they're going to learn. Sometimes they scribble. And so I sent an email out saying, you know, please just, I'm verifying that I got the correct email. And by the way, would you prefer a text follow-up for the next meeting or an email? Here's the phone number that I have. So I found out that one of the phone numbers wasn't a cell phone, so it can't text, but the email is good. So of the seven people that I wrote to on, let's see, the event was Thursday, I wrote them on Friday, three have gotten back to me. And we've got appointments getting set up with two of them already because they want to know more about insoles and the magnet balls. And so so that's a win. That was a great win. I shared that a little bit on Friday. What else are we supposed to talk about? Is that enough? You want to go on to the next person?
Okay.
I really like, I'm glad you did the tracking sheet. You know, it really helps me to stay on track. It's so easy, you know, our busy lives and everything else to kind of forget maybe where we are with a person. I mean, have they had a product experience? You know, have they had a three-way call with somebody similar that has a similar, like if they're a school teacher, a similar background or similar, like if they have back issues, you know, a three-way call with somebody with back issues that's getting relief with the Nikan products, you know. Just keeping track of all those bits, you know. I think having a tracking sheet really helps. So, yeah, that's exciting, Bill.
Yes, Bill, and thank you for being my guest speaker on the Morning Rev on Friday. Yeah, that was fabulous. And we had some people listening in that were excited.
We need to get that call, Jack, from, I thought, it's in Dave's system, but you can get
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a note, so we'll get you recording, Bill. Recording from Friday.
I'll get it from Bill, and I'll put it on, I think I'll put it on 100 Millionaires, too, so everybody can listen.
From Dave. Yeah, Bill's call. Okay. All right. I wrote that down.
All right. Let's see. Marilyn, Donnie,
yeah,
we haven't.
Good morning. I have to tell you that I am grateful that you guys keep sending me stuff even when I don't do anything. Anyway, I listened to Ben's thing from last week and I got all excited again and I thought, okay. So I started my list in earnest and I thought all the people that I've contacted I need to follow up on. So that's my goal this week is to follow up on everybody I've talked to and do some three ways. I've been a little intimidated by it all, and I'm chilling. I'm never quite sure how to get people, but I thought I've talked to a bunch of people, so I just need to do it. And that's been my problem, is not just doing it. So that's my goal this week, is to make it happen. And I was really excited about Ben's talk from last week. It's simple and basic, and let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just do it. And, you know, like what you said, we talked about it quite a bit on Saturday, you know, that following up part. And you know, there's a lot of times there's maybe that feeling uncomfortable. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know. But if you can kind of shift it over to the nurturing and think about, yeah, maybe print out this prospect tracking sheet too, and just think about that. What you're doing is educating people. You're bringing them through an education process so that they can make a decision. You know that's the right thing for them. Whether they want certain products, whether they want products, and they want to help other people. But that you're nurturing them. It's like you planted seeds, and now you're going to water them a little bit or pull out some weeds.
Right. Anyway, well. That's what I decided, is that I just need to follow up on people that I've already talked to. And I need to get my list with me and operating on a daily basis. And I thought, those are easy things. I can do those and quit being intimidated by it all. So that's my issue today. So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for...
You're welcome, Marilyn. And
thank you for being on the call. See, that's, you know, everybody's got ups and downs, and it's staying plugged in, you know, st- staying plugged into the teams, being on these calls, because it just, you know, lifts you back up again and gets you going again. And it's kind of the same thing when we follow up with our customers and our prospects. It's just showing them, you know, that we care about them, and it's kind of keeping them plugged in. So same.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. Super.
Well, and since that call excited you, listen to it over and over and over again.
Yeah, good idea.
Because you will hear things, you know, the next time you listen to it, you'll hear things you didn't hear before, and listen to it again and listen to it again.
Yeah, I love that. So, yeah, good point.
All right, thanks. And thanks for keeping me plugged in. I'm grateful for you guys that you keep me plugged in. Thanks.
Hey, Marilyn.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to jump to Carol Patterson. What would you like to share, please?
Well, good morning, everyone. It's just I can feel the enthusiasm. I just got on the call. Sorry about that, but that's what happened. But I had a great meeting with my team, and you know, everything's about the 90-day launch pack. I mean, it was so wonderful to just put it out on my table and say, "Okay, kids, here we go." And you know, they were all amazed, and so I'm just getting with them, and we're scheduling things to get together for in-homes, and it's working out very well. It was just so nice, because Bill had a packet, and I had a packet, and I said, I'm going to give you each one to read it over, and look, they're calling me already, so I'm very happy for that. And I was amazed about meeting a young woman on the plane from Montreal when I flew back from Orlando, and her daughter was in Orlando for a cheerleading competition, and wasn't her daughter wearing duct tape? And I happened to pass her my backflex, and she saw the duct tape on me, and that's what started our whole conversation. And I did a strength test with her water and my water bottle. So she and I have got, I'm following up with her today at 8 o'clock, because she wanted when I called her firstly, she didn't have the time right then, so we just figured it's tonight at 8 o'clock. So I'm going on that one. And also, I've got a student coming tomorrow night at 6:15, and she's very interested in the Kinko Touch. She came into the gym and she couldn't walk, and I just loaned her the Kinko Touch overnight and gave her a knee wrap and a magnet, and she couldn't believe the difference. And so anyway, I gave her one of those, and I gave actually the person on the airplane too that brochure on the business, so both of them. So I'm excited to see what's going on from there. And myself, I've got a couple of people coming this week for in-homes, and I'm just following up, just like everyone's saying, that's the biggest thing, the follow-up, and that's where I'm at.
Fabulous. Yay, Carol.
Two things on the Saturday call that reminded me of when you said, you know, about the duct tape and magnets. And Margie shared one of the things she does under the duct tape. I mean, you can use the little mini mags, but she likes to use, you know, you can buy the shoe insert, the replacement disc, the little disc, and she likes to put those under the duct tape. So I thought that was pretty cool. And somebody also shared, oh, it was Melissa. Melissa shared on Saturday how she used that brochure, you know, and they can't at a glance, the one that Rick Murphy developed, and how one of the gals she's been talking to about Nikan, and so Melissa just asked her, she said, hey, you know, I'm really excited, you know that I love Nikan, and I'm excited about Nikan, and I just got this new brochure, and I'd like you to look it over, you know, because I'm prejudiced. I think this is a great, you know, I think this is a great brochure, but I want you to look at it and let me know what you think about it. And the gal called her the next morning at 6 a.m. in the morning and said, man, I'm really excited. I want to, you know, I want to talk to you more about this. So, you know, that brochure can be a great way to, you know, get into these conversations and follow up with people. So thank you, Carol.
What I love about that brochure, guys, is, and I quote this, while Western medicine and pharmaceutical companies study disease, Nikan has spent over 40 years and millions of dollars studying your health. I love that.
Yeah. That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can use it because, you know, all my friends are medical. Well, here we go. That's a way I can, you know, I'm always hesitant in inviting them, but I thought, no, this is just the perfect thing to say.
You know, it is. You know, it gives, it's that little slant. It's just that little way. Yeah, here we've spent, and Nikan spent all this time and money, you know, learning about how to be healthy. So,
yeah. Anyway, thank you, guys. Sorry.
Thank you, Carol. That was great insight.
Patricia Van Gilder, what would you like to share?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say to Marilyn, we all get intimidated, even those of us who have been in a long time. We maybe get out of shape with speaking to people. And the thing of it is to just remember we have a gift, and we're just offering a gift. And this is, I'm telling myself this as I'm saying this. And if people don't hear it from us, then they're not going to know about it. So, and just like Carol said, you know, these people, they get awesome experiences and they get excited. And so, I've got some of the brochures, and I've got the 100-pack being ordered. Gloria sent me 10, and that was like Christmas to get those. And so I've got the brochures ordered. It's a wonderful thing because it's small. You can put it in your purse or your coat jacket or something and hand to people. And it gives them the information. It's a third party. You're not telling them. So I'm real excited about the brochures. I'm following up with these people that I've met. I went to a competition where there were, oh, gosh, people from all over the world, actually, at a CrossFit competition, a fundraiser, and met some people here locally in Knoxville that are gym owners. So I'm meeting with them this week. My vision, clarifying that. My awesome upline helped me last week when I was in a slump, and, boy, I snapped right out of it. So that was awesome to have that help. And just for Mother's Day, just a testimony on our products. Jack and I went kayaking at a lake on the other side of the mountains and flat water kayaking. But it was windy. There were little white caps on the water. And I had 2 power band necklaces, 2 power band wrist wraps, far infrared wraps, a back flex. I had an old pair of insoles in my water shoes. And I did good. I did the mag duo before I went in the water. And then when I got out in the truck, we're driving home, I did them again. Put on some CM cream before I went to bed. And I accidentally fell asleep with the new far infrared gloves on. I was just going to wear them while I was reading and ended up... I slept with them on, and I woke up and my hands are not swollen, sore. You cannot tell that I was gripping a paddle to beat the band with. I mean, just against that wind. It was so wonderful, though. It was a great, I had a wonderful time. But
conference muted.
Oops. Conference muted.
Uh-oh, hit the wrong button, Jack.
So anyway, these products work.
Yay! Patricia, great info. Thank you.
Okay, Nancy Clyde.
Good morning, everybody. I'm writing notes here. It's so great hearing everyone. Hey, one thing that I would suggest we do, an idea after what Carol said, is contact cheerleading businesses. There are warehouses full of cheerleading businesses around where I live. So think about that, guys. Let's see. You know, the prospect list is great, and I have used the style that you guys sent, but I find I need more space to write things about them to kind of mind tickler for me to remember what I can say to them, and that does not afford that. So what I have done, and this is from I mean, and really, doing that form that y'all sent is awesome. You just need one other one with the person's name on it so you can be filling it out, say, as you're talking to them or their reaction to something. And if they, you know, reject everything you're doing and aren't interested, well, then, you know, cross their name off. But anyway, I have a prospect list of all names. Then I have a follow-up record, which means what did I give them? What did I loan them a product? Did I send them information? Let's see, what else? Yes, and then there's a column for their response. Was it no, or are they a customer, either registered or just buying retail from us or from me, or did they want to be a wellness consultant? And so that has helped me because I and the space on that form really is not even enough for all the notes I want to take. But it is, I mean, it has their name, their address, the product loan, their phone number, and then their response. But when I loan something, this is kind of dipping into what Tina Davidson did a little with the 3x5 cards, keeping up with the people who needed to have their filters replaced, and I still haven't set that up, and I'm not strong in that area. But when I loan them something, and they say, yeah, I'll use those for such and such a time, or are you interested in more information, I give them a registration form. All of these are standard pieces, paper size, that have holes in it so I can put them in a notebook. And that form has, you know, whether their name, address, city, phone, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe their spouse's name. And that's all I have them fill out. There is space on there for credit card information, additional information if registering as a wellness consultant. And so that's sort of a refined thing. But I give that to them when I loan them something so that they know I have their information and will be following up with them. So there's actually about those three pieces of paper. They're in notebooks. And then a final one, which was really very helpful to me when I got it from Dave Stolzfus, is the yearly totals. And he groups the tracking into three-month periods of time so that you see quarterly how you are going, how you're doing with what your goals are. But for some reason, this did not overwhelm me. I'm afraid I've overwhelmed you guys just talking about it. You don't have anything to look at. But anyway, the form that you sent is fabulous. I suggest having another piece of paper somehow set up so that you can make notes on each person and what they're saying back to you.
Yes, that's one drawback I saw about Brody's form is, there's not really enough.
Oh, we'll blame it on Brody now.
Well, I love we all need to have a way to keep track, but even the form that I had that's locked up in my computer, the same thing is there's not really enough room to write in. And so it's kind of an overview, but just like you're saying, Nancy, you need to have a form for each person so that you have more room to write. And, yeah, if you like, send your forms to us. We can send them out to everybody. So that, you know, helps us all, our creative ability to think of ways so we can be better at following up.
Thank you, Nancy. Hey, Gloria Snyder, what would you like to share?
Well, good morning. I feel like I'm recovering from Mother's Day. It was so long and relaxing. I hope yours was, too. I have been focusing on two things. One, meeting more leaders in the community so I can invite them into my vision of a healthy community and really mark where I am. And I did that this week two times by meeting with a gentleman. We were actually interviewing him to have him join one of our masterminding groups in the area. And He's reached his almost 50 age, and he teaches Taekwondo, so I know as he learns more about what I do, he'll be able to step into my vision a little bit as he becomes a customer first. And then my other focus is on May 25th, Dave and Valerie here in my home. We're having an event here. And I sent out text messages to my team to ask them if they knew anybody in the Atlanta area. And then I emailed them the flyer so that they could do their own inviting. And so they are working on that. But when that happened, Kathy Kershaw, who is a team member up in D.C., she's going to be in South Carolina visiting her son, and she's going to drive down and spend the night. So she said she's never seen an event, so she's never been to, an intimate setting seeing demos. She's been to San Antonio last October, and she's been to Orlando. So she's got an awful lot of information of how to in her head. Now she's going to sit and see us do it and see water demos and strength tests and all that. So I'm excited for her. Plus I sent her some brochures, too, before hers got ordered. Those are the two big focuses right now. And follow-up for me, I use one list like you sent to just keep names on it so I can check them off. The minute I'm in conversation with them, the minute they become a customer or almost a customer, I fill out a customer form, a retail customer form. So I've got all of their information there and credit card information, everything, and then I can write on the back all those vital things that Nancy was talking about their family, about their pet, whatever it is that we discussed. Or even where I met them, just so it all comes back when I'm talking to them again.
That is a great idea. Yay, Gloria. Thank you for sharing. Let's see, Edwina, Siri, what would you like to share?
Good morning, everyone. Well, this weekend was a busy weekend for me, and I just was thinking, okay, I'm going to there, let me see how many persons I can touch and who I can talk to. I don't know that I was thinking so much about it being Mother's Day, but I had spoken to Nancy, and I guess Nancy saw once she was here how scattered I am. So I started this project list, and immediately after she talked to me about it, what I was supposed to do, to free my mind of all these things that was in my mind, to write down these projects and then to list them as my personal and then the home project. I just made a whole full page of that. And so for me, what has happened is I freed myself of all these things that I've been thinking of. And part of that project list was listing all those persons that I need to follow up with. And so I started out with Phil, my newest person that I had sponsored some time back. It just seemed like he was ready to go to get himself started. And so he and I have been visiting more than what we've ever done since he started. So that gave me a sign that he was really, really, really ready to get his business going. And that's where we're at. So we met yesterday on Mother's Day, and we're meeting again today, and we're singling out those people that he wants to contact and how he should contact them. So I'm really pleased about that. And personally, that's it. I did enjoy Mother's Day, and I did have a great day, and I was just wishing everybody else did as well, sending out contacts to those people that I don't usually keep in contact with, so that they would know that I was still around and enjoying life and how Nikan is keeping me above ground with all the healthy issues that come up and how to deal with them.
Awesome, Edwina. Well, and so an important part that you touched on is, working with Philip. And so, when you bring a new person on board, they need lots of nurturing. And so, yeah, really good job meeting with him and help him to take each of those steps. And I can see maybe as a team, as a whole team, maybe we need you know, we have our Saturday team training calls, but maybe we need like a series of YouTubes that people could watch, like, you know, Bill and Nancy do these energy nights, and I mean, just all these different ways how to sit down and do your name list, and I don't know, I mean, I think that's
a great idea. That would be marvelous. Because it's wearing me out. I mean, because he is just so into this, that, and the other, and all these questions could be answered if for him. And maybe it would stimulate more questions, you're right, but for a new person who's ready to get started, you know, what do you do? Devote all your time to that or help him to get his, because that's part of building that team, I know, but some of these things would be really helpful. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, I really like that, because the same thing, I think it was Gloria that you know, You talked about that with Kathy Kershaw. She's been to those big events, but she hasn't been to, you know, an in-home. She hasn't been to these events where people...
A
wellness preview. And so she doesn't know how to do one. And so maybe we could, as a team, each of us maybe could do like a segment on something that we're particularly good at doing. And we could have them so then our new people... you know, they just have a library of things that they can watch. I mean, if they're really excited to get going and get going fast, anyway, it's spurring ideas. I've got lots of notes over here and highlights, so maybe that's something that we can do together as a team.
Well, sorry we didn't get to everybody. Our time's up, you guys.
Yeah, so Becky and Carla, maybe you guys can be, you know, first to share next week because we didn't get to you today, but I want to congratulate each one of you, you know, for being on the call today, staying plugged in, being on the mastermind team, being, you know, on the leadership call, and, you know, together, it makes a huge difference to me to hear all of you share, and I know to each one of you, and like Marilyn talked about, you know, staying plugged in, and Patricia, you know, you mentioned a little bit, all of us have our ups and downs, and to have a team to lift us back up. Some of the people are always going to be up and you know, reach up line, but cross line too. Anyway, just want to say I love you guys. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.